Okay, let's get into our discussion of Parshas Korach, Tavshin Peivav, and we will get into the beginning. Just to tonight's shiur is Lili Nishmas, my father, Avi Mori, Chaimer Ben Yoshua, whose yard site is tonight, his second yard site. My father was a giant in Torah, a giant in medicine, a giant in Midos, and really everything I have is just an offshoot of what he taught me and what he taught all of Am Yisrael in his field, and his neshama should have nachas and have an aliyah from all of the Torah that's learned tonight. Okay, so we get into the parsha, starting with a medrash pliya. Medrash pliya, a medrash that we have to figure out exactly what it means. You have in source number one, the line number four. Well, we can start with the beginning, I guess. Yesh Lahavim, we're looking in the Sari Alafim. Korach, of course, takes. What does he take? Doesn't say what he takes. V'yakumul fnei Moshe, they stood up, the 250 men. Yesh Lahavim maro, Korach v'nasiya eda lachok akudaso. Right, just like last week, we had to spend time figuring out what exactly was the root of the Chet HaMeraglim. You know, what exactly, like, they were nesiim, they were going into Yisrael, it's the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, again, you know, what exactly was Korach? Okay, you know, we know the psukim, but what was behind it? So the Medrash Pliya, start off with this question. Ma ra'a Korach lachok al kahuna? What did Korach see to be cholik on the kahuna? What motivated him, besides the Pashup Shah, or what Rashi quotes, that he was bothered that, you know, a descendant of a younger brother, you know, got the elite safan and not him. So what caused him? Answer? Parshas Paraduma Ra. Paraduma. Paraduma somehow caused him to argue on the kahuna. V'yesh lavin Mike Amar, what is that medrash plea? Again, two things that seem to not have nothing to do with each other. Question one. Question two. Or yeah, that might be question two. Question three. The medrash. Amar lo Korach l'Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, Rashi quotes part of this. Korach had an argument. Tala shekula tcheles, Moshe de pturim and etzitzis. A talis that's all tcheles. The kala tcheles. Is it pater or chayev in tzitzis? So amar lo Moshe chayev in tzitzis. Obviously, so what? That it's all tcheles. It still needs the strings. It still needs the tcheles string. Amar lo Korach. Korach says, I understand. Tala shekula tcheles. Ainu pateres atzma. Far bechut in pater nosa. The whole beged is tcheles. It needs a string. And the same thing with the bias mali svarim. Moshe pater and a mezuzah. You fill a room full of svarim or sifrei Torah. Is it chayev in mezuzah? Mita mezuzah, is that shomer itself? It's full of sifrei Torah, right? Kala Torah kula, right? All the parshios are inside. These two parshios and mezuzah you need on the doorway. So what exactly was Korach driving at here? Veza shaychos yesh latinus elu likra tainus aron hakohen. And what are these tainus? What does tzitzis and mezuzah have to do with Aaron, with the kahuna? Right? Years ago, I think 19 years ago, we spoke about Rav Soloveitchik, the common sense rebellion, but we'll go a different direction here. Hiksha Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer asks, remember when I met the Sari Alafim a couple of years ago in Chicago, so he said, I said, his farim are beautiful. He said, I just quote the Chassam Sofer and expand a little bit. So here he actually is quoting the Chassam Sofer. Hiksha Chassam Sofer. Hare matzinu shenizman al Aaron lekohen gadol tekev achra cheta egel. We know right after cheta egel, right, Parash Kisisa, and then Aaron HaKohen, very soon afterwards, he becomes the Kohen Gadol. That's strange, right? He had some part in Cheta Egel, and he becomes the Kohen Gadol. To use a strong Lashon, right? There's so much that we do to hide the Egel, right? On Rosh Hashanah, you know, you can't use a horn of a cow. So why wouldn't you say that here too? Odiksha. He caused people, right? The pasuk in Malachi that talks about the great Kohen Gadol, a reference to Aaron. He caused people to go away from sin, but didn't he take part in the egal? However you interpret those psukim, where do you see in the Torah that Aaron Avinu brought people away from Avon? One final question: what do we have so far? What was Korach arguing about? What does Paraduma have to do with it? What's with tzitzis and mezuzah, right? What's the, how could he become Kohen Gadol right after Cheta Egel? And finally, the Gemara in Brachas that tells us, Makam Shabali Tshuva Omdim, Tzadikim Gemurim Enam Omdim, Bali Tshuva stand in places where Tzadikim Gemurim can't stand. And the question is, how do we understand that? They were Chote. V'yesh lahavin, eich yitachin, she'elu shechatu yasigu milus shelo yasigum elu shelo chatu klal. How is it that certain levels are reached by a bal tshuva, that's not reached by the tzaddik? Says the Sari Alafin, v'ef shalomar, api mashi yadua binyan echinach. What's known in educational strategies, circles, what's known, derech achinach. Shabanim batamidim, mushpoyim mehadugma yishit sheheim roim v'horeim v'rabosehem. The Iker education doesn't come from the mouth, it comes from the model. It doesn't come from what we say, by what we do. My teachers, parents, we model. Harbe yoser mishahem lomdim imashamorim lahem bidibura. Much more than what is said in their words, right, is the chinuch that they receive by watching us. V'cheina davar b'chol manhige yisrael b'chol adaro. So do all great leaders throughout the generations, more than the shiurim they gave. And the content of what they said, it's what they did and how they led by example. Sh'ikra alima shalamanu mehem haya mehanhaga shalahem v'lo midibura. So with that, the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah, beginning of Avodah Zarah, the Egel was the Egel. There was obviously something very wrong with the Egel and Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. But there was some element of Hashkacha behind the scenes. Lo asu Yisrael asa Egel ela litim pischom pela bali tshuva. Chazal say this by David HaMelech too, but there was some element that Hashem was laying the groundwork for all of Jewish history, that Hashem wanted to create, again, we had Bechira Chafshis, how does it work with Bechira Chafshis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrating the events? Okay, good kasha, but Chazal tell us there is a message that part of the Chayta Egel, the national Chayta Egel message, is to teach future generations the idea of tshuva. Pirish Rashi, Klomar Giborim v'Shalitim b'Yitzramayu. They were on the highest of levels after Maimon Har Sinai. Flo Hayaroyles Gabra Yitzramaleim. It was we fell so strongly. Elagzeres Hamelach Chayisalish Lopahem Kdei Liton Pescham Pele Bali Tshuva. So there's a chance. So for future generations, nobody should ever say Im Yomar Achote Lo Ashiv Shlei Kaplin. I'm not going to be accepted. You know what we say? Chita Egel, and Hashem accepted the Tshuva. Chayta Egel, Hashem didn't destroy. Kipruv and his Kablu B'tshuva. So Nimsa, if you look at it, the root of the Chayta Egel, Kol Tachlis Chayta Egel. Again, the whole Tachlis, yes, there was Bechira Chafshis, as we said, but there is this message in Chazal by numerous events in history, that there is an overarching, behind-the-scenes divine hand, that the Tachlis of Chayta Egel, Haisa HaTshuva Sha'asi Yisrael Acharkach, the Iker of the Egel was the Tshuva afterwards. A whole nation could do semi-Avodah Zarah and come back. Shemimena yomudu doras habayim shalo yisyashu milaso tshuva. Don't give up. Don't have yeyush. As the Kusker says, yeyush shalo midas. Yeyush, if we have give up, so it means that we're not thinking properly. Aval she'ela hi. So the Egel teaches, who is the representative, the one that might be able to teach the most in this regard? Mi hora l'dor ahu ba'atzmo, shichol maso tshuva. We learn from that dor that you could do tshuva. Who taught that dor to do tshuva? Aaron HaKohen. Aaron was involved. They looked at Aaron probably and they said, Aaron, you told us to do this. You told us, bring the gold. Chag l'Hashem machar. Okay, Rashi has all the diyukim. It's for tomorrow. Trying to push them off. But the Bnei Yisrael didn't know that Aaron was part of it. Aaron Horlam Kane. V'yalkein oyen nisrach sheyila Aaron atzmo chela b'chita egel. In order for them to have a shaychus to someone who could teach them about tshuva, Aaron had to be part of the event. Because Aaron was part of it, that's why he was able to be a model for them. If he didn't have a chelik in the chait, it was just them? Okay, forget it. Who's going to teach us? We're gone. We're done. Aaron and Moshe could say all day, you can do tshuva, you can do tshuva. Oh, you're just saying that. That they saw Aaron HaKohen. And Aaron HaKohen didn't only do tshuva, he became the Kohen Gadol. You don't get a higher level than that. Aaron HaKohen, after taking part in the Egel, that's exactly meant to teach them and to teach us. You can reach the highest of heights. כדי שיומדו ישראל כוחה של תשובה, מהדוגמה אישית שלו. שעל ידי תשובה יכול יהודי להלוס את עצמו, מבירה עמיקתה. A Jew can lift himself up from the depths, מיוס עובד עבוד הזרה, להלוס לשיא המדרגוס, to go up to the highest levels, ליוס כהן גדול המשמש, לפני ולפנים. To be the כהן גדול that serves inside. And that's what the Pasuk says in Malachi, V'rabim heishiv me'avo, in turning the page, that Aaron HaKohen kept many away from sin. Shehu haya dugma ishas ledoro. He was the dugma. He was the example, the role model. Shlo yisyaish adam min hakahuna. And that's how he did it. Oivas abrius umakarvan latorah. And that's the example, line 13. Makam shabali tshuva omdin. All right, what does that mean? Makam shabali tshuva omdin. Tzadik and gemara enim omdin. So what does that mean? See, he says, beautiful pshat. Makom shabali tshuva omdin. The spot where they're standing, Tzadikim and Gemurim can't stand. That doesn't mean a higher level. The spot that a Baal Tshuva stands allows him to be a teacher for others. A Tzadik Gemur can't be a teacher like a Baal Tshuva can be a teacher for other people who are sinners, who are looking to be inspired. Hamakom sha'alav medabrim hu ashpa l'achirim she'asu tshuva. We're talking about the makom, we're talking about the influence that one can have to teach others. To teach those who are far and distant, only a Baal Tshuva can teach a Baal Tshuva. Right? If somebody is just never in the world of chet, then how could they be a model for us? Rav Hirsch writes this often in Sefer Breishis. We discussed this years back. Right? The Avos were, and the Imos were amazing models for us because they weren't perfect. If they would be perfect, we would think that they came from a different source. That they're not human in that way. Our greatest leaders aren't perfect. We don't have a rule. We don't have a rule of our great leaders not sinning. That's the rule. Other religions have rules like papal perfection, whatever it's called. Right, the Pope can't do something wrong. Right, but we believe that anybody could do something wrong. Kiraku infallibility. Virak mishu dugma ishes shel baal tshuva, only a baal tshuva. What about Paraduma? What did Chazal say about Paraduma? Who does the Paraduma? The Skan Kohen Gadol. The Skan Kohen Gadol performs Paraduma. Rashi quotes at the beginning of Chukas in the name of Moshe Darshan. Lufisha Aaron asa se'egel lo nitna lo avoda zu al yado. Because Aaron participated in the egel, there was one thing he couldn't do. Paraduma. She'ein kadega nasa senegar. Korach sees this halacha. He sees Paraduma, and that misled him. Dafka Paraduma. That's the only one. Aaron HaKohen? Aaron's a sinner. Aaron HaKohen, he sees Paraduma, that's what misled him. V'nirish, ha'ksharel korach v'adaso, parshas Paraduma. She'nifsal Aaron milas asikba. Aaron HaKohen is nifsal from being osik in the Paraduma. Me'achar shabah ha'para l'chaper al-chei te'egel. The parah is coming to be m'chaper al-chei te'egel. So what does that tell Korach? Lamdu mizeh. Shemitam ze atzmo gam ein l'aron liyaschil kohen gadol. He's not there. He doesn't do paraduma. He shouldn't be the kohen gadol. She kohen gadol bala chaper tamin al bnei Yisrael. He can't bring this kapara. So maybe it's not only specifically on the egel. Ve'chisham eshakateger betavke saneger. That's the medrash. Ma korach lach ma ra korach lachok ala kahuna parshus para aduma ra. And that's what he says in the bottom. So in the bottom right, kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Right. Pirish, harayani v'chaladasi enu hulam kulam kadoshim, tzadikim gemurim, shotamnu tam ched miyameinu, maybe they were tzadikim gemurim. Right, this is Shevet Levi. They didn't give to the Egel. Right, so we're tzadikim. You know, we should be the ones that get the position. And what does Korach bring? Korach brings a bias mole svarim. And a beged, that's all tcheles. What does a beged old chelis and a bayil malis farim symbolize? A tzadik gomor. What is one little mezuzah on the outside and one little tzitzit string on the edge? On the edge, okay. It's a baal tshuva. Avo mezuzah homedes, he says, l'fizeh efshalomar, shabayis malis farim chet hashgol, tchelis mar mal tzadik gomor. He's full of Torah and mitzvahs and chelis. Avo mezuzah homedes v'chutz labayis, psil tchelis. Remora about tshuva, shabal is dabik elabayis, otaz menachutz, coming back from the outside, coming in. You're on the edge. You're coming back inside. Hashem says, you're still chayv in mezuzah. You're still chayv in tzitzis. Laharos, laharos. Laharachokim, shiavovi, zdavku. Yeah, come in. Even, you feel like you're on the edge, you could come back. You could come back. Kitzkabal tshuvasa me'ava. Umuvan me'melas, that teaches us, lamechilku karach v'adaso. Yehira tzoni enzosh and iskalasos tshuva b'leif shalem. V'lavodas Hashem yisbarach be'emes uvesan. Okay. Moving right along. So, a lot about Korach. So Rashi quotes later on, a couple of psukim in, you have it quoted there in the beginning of source number 3, that Korach looks into the future, right? Korach has Ruach HaKodesh. Korach has Ruach HaKodesh in Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey, Vaydabar Korach v'alkol ha'solim arboker v'yodaz Hashem ha'shalo, boker in the morning. We still spoke about the Bar Yosef a couple years ago. What's Boker doing here? And Hashem will let everybody know. Hashem will let you know who is the one that he chooses. Boker v'yoda Hashem ha'shalo. So if you look in Rashi quotes, you know, what exactly, right? What exactly was, misled Korach? What misled Korach? Where's the Rashi? The Rashi, it's later on in the Pesukim. So he quotes it here in the beginning of source number 3. V'korach she'pikei achayim, ha'rolish tuzeh. Korach was very smart. Talmud Chacham, right? Mara eino hit'ato. Right? His eye misled him. His eye misled him. What do you mean his eye misled him? Rosh al shelas gedola yotzei me'ed. He looked into the future. He had Ruach HaKodesh. And he saw Shmuel HaNavi's coming from him. Shmuel HaNavi's coming from Korach. So he said, Shmuel HaNavi's coming from Korach. So it must be that it's something that, you know, I'm going to deserve. Shmuel Shashakal connected Moshe Aaron. Amar b'shvilo ani nimlat. B'chalta al mishmaris omdus l'bnei banav. But l'mateach l'bnei Korach. He saw Tehillim. He saw all of these descendants that wrote beautiful mizmorim. They made it Tehillim. Obviously, when Moshe Rabbeinu said there's going to be one that's saved and everybody else is going to be destroyed, it must be me. Because look what's happened. Little did he realize that it's the B'nai Korach as they were falling into Gehenim. Remember Chazal said they did tshuva and Makam Gavo and his Batzerlo. Maybe they get hung onto a cliff. So Efshar Kol Gdula Zosa Sidi La Mobi Meni Vani Adom. So Nishtatev Lavo Lo Sachazaka. And we know what happened. So explains here in the Eish Tamid, right? What exactly was his mistake? But let's just read the last line of the Rashi. Sorry. Asher yivchar asher masher hu hakadosh tov v'tala ba'atzmo. He was told on himself, v'lo ra yafe, l'fi shabana v'asu tshuva, u'moshe haya roe. Moshe was roe. What are those last three words adding? Korach made a mistake. It's like the contrast to Moshe. Moshe haya roe. What is that adding? So mevuar, shetchilas te'usho shokor ha'isa. So we had a first shot in the first message of the evening, paraduma. Here, it's his own Ruach HaKodesh. Knowing the future, you know, sometimes we all want to know about the future. We don't know what's going to be. If I just knew and I could decide, it's not so good to know the future. Right? It's not what Hashem wants from us. Basher Husham. Right? So it's not, to know the future doesn't always lead to great consequences. So what was Torach? Shehistaka l'meirachol gvaruah shmuel asu letzais bimenu. Mikoach zeh oevin. He's going to be the leader. So what exactly was his mistake? Right? What exactly was his mistake? Top of the next column. There must be a connection between Shmuel and Korach if Shmuel came from Korach. So what exactly is it? And what is Rashi adding by the end? He was still a pikeach. He was still smart, and he still had Ruach HaKodesh. How did Rashi answer the question? He was a fool. He saw Shmuel HaNavi, so he thought it was him. So what exactly was the root of that foolishness? And what exactly is the ending of Moshe Rabbeinu? So he explains, HaTshuva hi, HaYistaklus HaRachoka Shel HaAdam, U'ma'alaso HaGavoa Shigi Aleha. If somebody has amazing abilities to see into the future, he's very wise. If there's any type of personal desire, negia in it, the whole picture could be jaded. The whole picture could be colored, and one won't be able to be objective. Cholam abad shalo yachol yos meuvas legamre. There's kolari rechokah shalo giyele machbaz malato. All of the wisdom, right? Like the pasuk says, ki ashochad ya'aver eini chachamim. Disalat divrei tzadikim. If we blind ourselves, what does the Mishnah say in Negaim? Ain adam roa nigei atzmo. Right? We can't see our own faults. We can't see when we're not being objective. And that's not contradictory to someone who's wise. Somebody can be very wise and still think and see crookedly. Line 22. Somebody can be on a very high level. If I'm not mevatel myself, and I see the future not through objective eyes, Nisheres as slow on Nagia. It's just the personal Nagia is there, and everything I see will be through those glasses. And I won't be able to be objective. Lo tamid chayav lios hadavar b'muda mamish. Even if I don't recognize it consciously. Avo mikivan sha'omok bifnim. If deep down I have a Nagia, that's going to affect everything. It's going to affect everything in the future. And before we get back to Korach, he says, beautiful. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, on the next page, where it's source number 4, page 4. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his Talmidim, Ezeo derech sheyesh bo ba'adam. What's the best midah? What's the best midah to focus on? So, ayin tov, achaver tov, shachin tov. So we understand all of those. Lev tov. Try to have a good heart and a good eye and be a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon, haroe es hanolad. Is that a midah? Haroes hanolad, to see the outcomes. So what kind of midah is that? So Bishlama, he says, Ayin tova, chaver tov, shachin tov, lev tov, efshar lomar, shezeo derech yishar, shirbek ba'adam. That's something that we should stick to and try to copy. Ki b'chol eilo, yeshna milos gedolos, shiroi loladim lidavik. Aval haroes hanolad, that's an ability. That's a midah. That's an ability to see the future. It's like wisdom. Something they have to work on to gain that ability. But is that something part of my religious personality? Sometimes people are a little bit, quick actioned and they don't think about the future. And sometimes people are very thought out and they think about Rosh Hashanah. Is that a midah like the others? And also, When Rabbi Shimon Zakkai says, Lev Tov includes all of them, so how is Rosh Hanolad included in Lev Tov? The other one's okay, Shachin Tov and Ayin Tova. So he says, look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah gives us the answer on Pirkei Avos. Shenosin Einav, what does Rosh Hanolad mean? Shenosin Einav al-kol davar v'roek kol advarim hanoladim kodim sheyivaldu. I'm able to have an objective view of every result and side effect, right? That collateral damage, you might call it, everything that my action will do. Maybe the day have sin, misrachik mimenu. I'm able to see all of the effects. Mivur. I'm able to see the future, but the question is, am I seeing it objectively? Roas Hanolad is a mita that we can work on to try to take away all of the personal desires that I have and to see the future objectively, honestly. And that's hard. But if I have a Lev Tov, if I have a positive heart and I recognize my place in the world, right? So then that's going to include everything. I'm not going to have personal desires, he says on the next column. Right, if somebody has a Lev Tov, then everything that he sees won't be colored. Won't be colored. Korach could see the future, but his future is, he's all about himself. He's all about his own personal, positions and aggrandizement. And if that's true, then that's going to color when you see Shmuel. There's not going to be any possibility for you to think that it came from somebody else or it came from your children who did tshuva. Eino hit ato, says the Rashi towards the bottom of the page. Me'achar sh'oya lo bitachon mole b'parshanuso. He had full confidence in his explanation of the events. See, was cholik Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he saw. Moshe Ra, because Moshe was able to see exactly, perfectly what would happen with every one of his actions. Right? And that's why Moshe is stuck in there, because it's the contrast of Moshe and Korach. Message for us, we have to try to be as objective as possible in terms of making decisions and sometimes maybe ask other people for help. Because sometimes we're in Adam Roa and Nige Atzma. So it's always good to bump decisions off of another in order to try to make sure that we are acting properly. Okay. So at the end of the Aliyah, so Moshe again does what he can to try to convince Korach and his cohorts not to have the machlokes. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Dathan and Aviram. And Dathan and Aviram say, no way. We all know these two words because it's the end of the Aliyah on Mondays and Thursdays. You took us out to kill us. You didn't even bring us to the... It's unbelievable. It's right after, like, it's your fault that you're stuck in the Midbar for 40 years. But we have short-term memory. Like, now we're stuck. You want to have power over us? Right? Right, the uncle says, Israv Ravna Alana. Right? You want to hold yourself high and strong over us. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Korach and his team did not understand what it means to be a leader. He doesn't quote this Lashon, but let's just read his words first. Maybe we'll talk about the Rambam after. Right? Korach thought, leadership is about power. Leadership is about personal covet and power, and I could do whatever I want. Korach charged that Moshe and Aaron were power hungry, that they set up a power structure and raised themselves above the congregation. He equated the exercise of power with kingship. Moshe was the melech. Yeshua ben Nun was the melech. So melech, malchus. I want to be the king. The king has right. He didn't focus on responsibilities. He focused on the rights and the privileges. But Korach didn't understand that first and foremost, a leader is a teacher. Yeah, Moshe had the din of a melech. That's true. But what do we call Moshe? We don't say Moshe Malkeinu. We say Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach couldn't fathom that. That the leader is all about bringing the other people up and not holding themselves above the others. The covenantal community, writes Rav Soloveitchik, is first and foremost not a political community. It is a teaching community. Throughout the ages, the central figure in the covenantal community has not been a king, a warrior, or a priest, but the teacher, the Rebbe. Yes, we need Kohanim. And we need a melech. And David HaMelech happened to be a different type of melech. That's true. The people are not subjects, as is customary in the political community. They are disciples. Moshe Rabbeinu had talmidim. He didn't have subjects. The relationship is not of a political nature, nor is it connected to the use of violence or the employment of sanctions. A free commitment on the part of the disciples to their master and teacher. You want to be here? Great. You don't want to be here? Okay. Hope you come back soon. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was our melech. But that's just what he had to do. But he's our Rebbe. The greatest Rebbe. The teacher par excellence. Aaron HaKohen, he's a Kohen Gadol, but he's a teacher. Oivas Abrios, Umakarvan LaTorah. Right? The greatest praise that we could give somebody is to be like God. How does Hashem describe himself? Amalame Torah La'amo Yisrael. The disciples love their masters and listen, not to their orders, since they give none, and not to their teachings, which enlighten the mind and gladden the heart. Moshe had not raised himself above the community. Right? Moshe was elevated without questing for leadership. A saintly person is a leader because he is the teacher. Right? Have a boreach min hakavod, kavod boreach acharav. Right? A true leader doesn't run after. It's not like somebody, you know, when they're young, says, I want to be the Gadol Hadar when I grow up. And then he tries to be the Gadol Hadar. No, he will never be a Gadol Hadar if he aspires to be a Gadol Hadar. To know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to run away and to not be interested, so that's the only way that he has a chance. That's the only way that he has a chance. Okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu, after this takes place, right, he does not beg Hashem for forgiveness. All of a sudden, very different than previous, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we'll see, Moshe Rabbeinu says, oh, Hashem, I can't take it anymore. Hashem, and after they do the Ktores Avoda, Moshe all of a sudden says something by himself. Hashem, he doesn't say Hashem. He just calls out to the people. He basically, you know, risks everything with this sentence. If these men die a regular death, then I'm a liar. Lo Hashem Shalachani. V'imbriya yivar Hashem. If Hashem will create a new type of death right now, ufatas adam es pia, and the land opens its mouth, uvala osam es kala shalahem, and swallows them up alive, then you know I'm right. Moshe was not told that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe puts his entire nevuah at risk. How could he take that chance? No. What happens if, as he says this, right? What if they say, okay, we're going to do tshuva. Okay, we don't want to. And it'll come out that they will die a regular death. So then Moshe would be proven a liar. How did he risk that? If you look here, in the Mayana Shel Torah, he quotes, Eich hirhiv Moshe oz l'sakenes kol ha'emuna. But if it wasn't with the Rasam and Hashemayim, how did he do this? He put the entire Torah and Hashemayim in jeopardy. Fari efshar sheyachzur b'tshuva. Omemeli yamusu adam kol ha'kol ha'nashim. They'll die a regular death. Shegein en l'cha davar ha'om b'fnei ha'tshuva. Maybe they do tshuva. So he quotes this from the Shechanov. Matzina b'Rambam. Shebal tshuva, we know the Rambam writes at length in Hilchas Tshuva that a bal tshuva is a different person. Different person. Turn over a new leaf, it's a new person. The Rambam's beautiful lashon there. I don't have it here. Yesterday, a person was mishukatz misuav, asanui lefnei hamakom, and today, ahuv, nechmad, yedid. I mean, that lashon that the Rambam writes. You're a new person. So he writes, like a katan shenolad, Moshe says, im kamos kaladam yemusun eile. If these people die a regular death, what do these people mean? Barishasam. If these people die a regular death, then I'm a liar. If they do tshuva, they're not Eile. They're not Yemusun Eile. They're a different being. Hachodem Eile, Kamoshein, believe tshuva. If you must have called, quotes, call Adam, ki az lo Hashem shalachani, that Hashem did not send me. Avalim yachzru b'tshuva. Hare lo ye od Eile, ki imbrios chadashos. If they do tshuva, then they're not Eile. They're not Eile, and therefore, there's nothing to talk about, and there's no danger that Moshe Rabbeinu is risking. Okay, now we get to the main question that I just alluded to before. Moshe Rabbeinu, up until this point, Kisisa, Baloscha, Shlach, Moshe always stands up and defends. He lost it, you're right, a few weeks ago. He said, what are you doing? Okay, have extra, I'll give you some help. But all of a sudden here, he says, Hashem, take care of them. Right? What's his reaction? He falls on his face. Right? He tried. He tried to prevent the machlokas. Vayipal apanav. And later on also, vayipal apanav. So, ask the Menachem Sion, Rav Zaks, who I just saw a picture of him for the first time this week. Clean shaven. Menachem Sion. So, in Bria Po, Baretz, Rashi. A serious shaila comes from this story. Moshe was always the defender. Always, when Bnei Yisrael angered God, Hashem said, I'm going to destroy them. Even after the Egel, right after Maimon Har Sinai, Amad Moshe beperes. Moshe stands up and davens and gets forgiveness. He always does that. Right? What does he say in front of Hashem? Yovad Moshe ve'elef kamohu ve'al yovad echan miYisrael. Just take 1,000 Moshes. Don't do anything to my people. Right? That's Moshe. Ech ze kara shebemridas korach nefach Moshe v'nasa kateger. All of a sudden here, Moshe, he switched. Not only did he try to he didn't try to calm Hashem's anger. He went out on a limb. He says, create something to kill them. So how was this sin different than all the others? So he explains. Kikol ha'avonas achir ma'igluyim umufurashim. The other sins were clearly sins. And after Moshe screamed at them, they knew they sinned. Ba'asosim es avonos yadu b'nei Yisrael, shim chotim neged Hashem. They knew. V'efshar ha'ya l'kavos shem matzpunam yinkof bahem v'yachzir b'tshuva. There was hope that they would do tshuva. It's pointed out what they did wrong, and there's hope that they would do tshuva. Korach. This is the first time that people sinned b'shem Hashem. People said, this is a mitzvah. Right? Meraglim, they knew they were going against God. The Hasafsuf and the Egel, they knew. Here, Husam alpanav masveh shel kedusha v'yiras Hashem. He put upon himself a veil. You think I'm doing this? Kol eid kulam kedoshim. Hu lo darash akiras ha-mitzvahs. He wasn't trying to uproot any mitzvah. He wasn't complaining in that way. Ala adarabaton ki urot lekariv es hadas elasagosef shalamon. He wants everybody to have a chance for spirituality. Lahachnis bidas sichletanus. Rationalism, right? The common sense. Lachzik bazesh asecha mechayev, lachzik bazesh asecha nashi lo yecholach lachdor tamam. What did he do? He did the tzitzis and the mezuzah, like we said before. He's not trying to uproot the mitzvahs. He's trying to say this mitzvah obviously means something else. Turn the page. Korach lo hamin shekalatori min hashamayim. V'sheni yecholol hishtanos v'darash tikkunim badas. Korach thought, of course I believe in Torah min hashamayim. But it could be, you know, modified. And it could be changed. Ubazeh herba lefsho harba yosem mikol yasser avonos. And this is even worse. You know you're doing an avera, fine. You think you're doing a mitzvah. You think you're taking Torah and modifying it. That's dangerous. Look at this lashon he has. Look at the lashon of the, just to come tonight for this Menachem Zion. Halo ha-misakein. Right? He thought he was misakein, mem, tuf, kuf, nun, and he's really being misakein, mem, samach, kuf, nun. Not tikkun, but sikun. Right? He says, if you think you're doing a tikkun, and you're really doing sakana. That's unbelievable. Ki ein sof ein gvul tikkunim. Right? There's no end to the people who want to be misakein the Torah. Moshe biyado pidrishazu Moshe, when he hears this, eish lahava. He stands up and says, when somebody tries to mask their actions in the name of God, when it's a warped sense of what Torah is, that's very dangerous. Because people could think that's what the Torah really is. Sartan shesofa la'arer es kol gufa uma. It's a cancer that could make ill the entire body of the nation. Ulahatz idol lekilyon ruchani gamur. We'll come to total spiritual death. Bali de maskanish yisorach nachus ledantekas hasartan. Moshe says, I need surgery right now. I need to remove this. And how does he do it? He removes it. Opens up the ground that it's swallowed up. A surgical removal of the cancerous attitude, he says. Moshe amar, kamos kalade muzane levechulu. And he continues and he says, skip a couple of lines, we don't have time for the read the whole thing. He says, Lu haya Korach v'adas a kofrim gemurim. If Korach was a kofir and he denied all the Torah and the mitzvahs, then of course nobody would have believed him. Nobody would have believed him. He would have said, Korach, get out of here. Right? The problem is what? The Torah was beloved to him. He just thought that you could modify. Where it's underlined. Hasakana niyataka shekorach v'adaso tanu ki haTorah chaviva aleihem v'ritzuya beinayim. We love Torah. Bramhem tanu shaTorah lo nitna li Charlotte's misos b'tzuras ha-makoris. Right? It's not meant to stay in this state that it's in. She asuya l'shinuyim l'tikunim. You can do tikunim. L'vitam ador l'vitzorach hazman. U'ba'osan ha-mitzvah shekorach v'adaso aminu b'hem. And the mitzvahs that they believed in, they were very medactic. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Right? You might have wondered about this before. Remember the Gemara about Sanhedrin? Om Ben Peles, what happened with her? Right? She took off her head covering. All of a sudden, they get close, they ran away. Oh, chas v'shalom, to see a woman without her hair covered. But they were ready to knock on Aaron and Moshe. Right? So you see, they were from,
You see, they were makpid about what they were makpid about, right? Ishta, asher haizah b'toch roshim shal adas karach, ishto itzi laso, amr lo yadana dekula kinishta kinishta ninu. I know they're all holy. Agnino gavoy, osval baba v'satarti milamazia, she opened up her hair, adahachi. Right, so she knew. So onu roim, 34, sha'anshe adas karach mianu la'avar afal geder kal shal erva, listaka b'isha sharosha parua. They wouldn't look at a woman whose hair was uncovered. Right, so that's what we see. And he says, in the next paragraph, you see when he lived, right, he was Nifter 1896 to 1987. He lived. 1896 to 1987, right, the son-in-law of Rav Pesach. So he, and he was a Rav in Chicago. So what does he say in the last paragraph? He says, the reform are in such a danger to the Jewish people. The conservative, he says, that's... Because what does conservative mean? We are very conservative, right? We are not modern and reforming anything. They were trying to modify the modifiers, right? That's the danger, he writes. Because that we believe in Torah, we believe in this. They were like Korach, right? Line 46. Mashiach Yehudim shedoglim b'shem hamerukan mitochno, the name that's empty of content. Conservativium, shebuvanohu adikos. What is conservative? It means you're sticking to tradition. Hamamina b'mitzvahs haTorah, hanochos lam. They believe in the mitzvahs that are comfortable to them. V'dochem as a mitzvah shebetorah shebeneim, and the ones that aren't interested. So we have to realize that. Be careful. Be careful of those who, in the name of God, act in certain ways when it's really a ziyuf haTorah and not amita shel Torah. Okay. Moving right along. Something fascinating. We're running out of time soon, but let's try to get through this. Something that we've never spoken about before. If you look closely, so the plague started after Korach and his people died. What happens? Bnei Yisrael had this amazing action, reaction. What did Bnei Yisrael say? You killed all these people! After Korach gets swallowed up, it's the hand of God. Bnei Yisrael, what did you do? Hashem says, let's read the Pesukim by Revi. Hashem says to Moshe, move away, I'm going to destroy. Next pasuk, Vayir Moshe al Aaron. Moshe says to Aaron, quickly, get the shovel, put on the ketores, go quickly, there's a plague. Aaron goes, let's read the pesukim, right? Kach hazamachta v'tein ala ish, v'yala mizbeach, v'sim ketores, pasuk yud aleph. Take the shovel, put on it fire, put on it ketores, go quickly to the Eda, ki yatza ha-kesef, milifnei Hashem, heichal nagef, the plague started, people are dying. Vayikach Aaron kasher divir Moshe, I never noted this before until this year, right? Until the Netziv points it out. Aaron said, does like what Moshe said. He runs to the call. There's a plague. He put the ktaris v'yichaper la'am. Look closely at those two psukim. If you look very, very closely, if we assume that the psukim are being very medactic, Aaron didn't do exactly what Moshe asked him to do. What did Moshe ask Aaron to do? Take the machta, the shovel. Tenala eish, put fire on it. The sim ketores, put ketores on it. And quickly run. Start burning the ketores right here and run and save them. What did Aaron do? Vayarat otoch ha-kahal, v'nehecha ha-negef. There's a plague. Vayiten as ha-ketores v'yachaper ala'am. Sounds like, pashup shat, he didn't put the ketores on the fire until he got there and saw it with his own eyes. Says the Netziv, and the Ozayim Torah says, I can't believe the Netziv Chas V'Shalom said this, but the Netziv writes it in source number 10, Uletzorach Ha'inyan, and he says this has halachic ramifications. Uletzorach Ha'inyan, Ha'yadayim, Yitin HaZakleres, Alo Eish, Bevo Lasham. Really, doing the Ketores right now, where Moshe and Aaron was, right, is an Isser of HaKetora, well, let's see what it says. Right? Why did you run, see if there's a plague, and then do the Torahs if you need to do the Torahs? Says the Netziv, they needed to do the Torahs to save lives. Pikuach nefesh. But, what was going on between Aaron and Moshe? It's always better to do less of an Isser. Mishum hachi tziva Moshe shlitin bachut shi iser kari. You know what Moshe said? Right here, in the Ohel Moed, put the ketores on. You're allowed to put ketores on in the Ohel Moed. There's an iser to take it out of the Ohel Moed. Okay, that's a lower level iser. That's not shchut echutz. That's not haktaras chutz, because you did it inside. Ela yitin bifnim. Moshe said, light the fire in here. V'lo yeh isra hotzav k'tar zara. So you have an isra of taking the k'taras out. V'hischakim od. And maybe Moshe didn't even tell him. He just put the fire and put the k'taras next to it. But that's what Moshe told him. Do it quickly now. Do it here. So you're being mima'id be'isurim. You do the k'taras inside like you're allowed to. And then take it out. There's an isra of hotzav k'taras. But Aaron HaKohen, skip down a few lines, line 32. V'hine, hine always means something new. V'hine heichel anagaf. Hine moral chidish mashachashav. Aaron HaKohen realizes, there's a plague. Mishum sha'aron shina midvar Moshe. Aaron changed. V'lo nazar ha'ktoris ad shabal am, he didn't put the ktoris on. L'manu mizeh. Mishum sha'ayad var Moshe lo bidvar Hashem. Aaron knew that Moshe did not hear from God this tzivui. What does Hashem tell Moshe? Moshe, there's a plague starting. Moshe says, quickly, Aaron, get it. What does Aaron say to himself? He does his own cheshbon. Umitam pikuach nefesh. This is pikuach nefesh. Mishamachi, siva Moshe, sheti aktar mi bifnim. He wants me to do this, but you know what? Aaron HaKohen is such an optimist. Aaron HaKohen says, maybe they've done tshuva by this time. Aval kozek shu boruk shar heichal anageth. You're allowed to do the ktaris, pikuach nefesh, if you're vadei sure there's a danger. If you're not sure, better tov lasos iser chamor kishe yagia lidei pikuach nefesh milasos iser kal b'shashi yocholios she'enkan pikuach nefesh. Whoa. Aaron HaKohen said, maybe I'm not going to have to do it. If it's a plague, I'm going to have to do something worse and light the ktoris outside? That's fine. It'll be docha. Is it better to do a lighter iser pre or a heavier iser, right mamish, when you see pikuach nefesh in front of you? Aaron thought that it's better to do the heavier one right now. Moshe says, no. V'ulai barach me shemayim nishma tfilasan lagamre. Maybe Aaron HaKohen has that ability. And the Nitziv says now on the top left, and this is halacha l'maisa. I'll give you an example. Look what he says. When you have yantif on a Friday, yantif on a Friday, you know on Shabbos there's going to be a situation of pikuach nefesh. You could violate at that moment on Shabbos, or you can violate the day before on Friday, which is just an Isser Lav, it's Yantif. So do you do the Isser on Yantif when the Pikuach Nefesh is not there yet? Or do you wait? In Bar Shatiya Sakana B'Shabbos, Yozer Tov Lahaktim Amalacha B'Yantif. The Kiel, better to do it on Yantif, it's just earlier. If you're Vadai sure that it's going to be, but if you're not Vadai sure, better to wait. If you look in the footnote of the Nitziv, I didn't give it to you, he quotes that Moshe Feinstein quoted this and argued, But this is the Nitziv. Says the Azayin LaTorah, Aaron didn't trust Moshe. What, this was this whole machlokes about, and Heichal HaNagef. Moshe said Heichal HaNagef. He does not think. He quotes this Nitziv. And he says on line 19, Vadvarim Temuim, Eich lo nimlach barabo Moshe mezeh. Veich nestapik v'divrei Moshe. Bevadei lo amar zozal piyasha. He's not guessing. I've said Ruach HaKodesh. And he, in the continuation, says, don't be so medayik in the psukim. When it says that Aaron HaKohen was, he put the vayitin as a ktores, it doesn't mean that he hadn't, he put the ktores onto the fire and only burned it then? No. He did whatever Moshe told him. He put the ktores in the right spot to heal the people. Don't be so medayik in the psukim. So, it's a fascinating reading of the psukim, but the question is it too close of a reading than we would want? Okay, one final point, and that's on the back of the page. We'll end with a Dubna Magid. We'll end with a Dubna Magid. Right, so Hashem says to Aaron, right, at the end, the second half of Korach, as we know, is all about the Matnas Kahuna, and all the promises, everything that the Kohanim and the Levium get, the Kohanim, but it also says what they don't get, right? In Perak Yud Ches, Pasuk Chaf, the Pasuk says they don't get a portion in the land of Israel. They don't get a portion. Right? The Kohanim don't get a portion. They don't get, in the Levium, they get Ari Levium, but there's no separate portion. Only the other tribes get a portion. So, is there a Baderach Hashkafa? You know, ask them Dubna Magid, Yesh Lahavin, source 13. Madua, Ratzak, Arish Baruchu, Shalo Yel Kohanim Chelik Benachla. So he gives a mashal as, that's why he's known as the Dubna Magid. He gives a mashal. An elderly merchant that's going out on a boat, who va'aseres banav, he and his 10 sons. Rova banam oyodu ech levashel machalim. 9 of his sons didn't know how to cook for the life of them. One of them was a good cook. Ulam ha'shalom lo sarar bein ha'achim, but they didn't really get along with each other. V'hamrivai satamed b'tzi eslam, they were always fighting. So chashashav, the father's like, okay, what am I going to do? The one kid that knows how to cook will probably just cook for himself. Ki ha'ben hazeh yivash ha'rak b'shal atzmo. L'chein b'term yatzu la'derech, before they got on the boat, kara ha'socher le'echad ha'mesharsim, the merchant said, v'tziva alav ki kashu hechen es divrei ha'masa, when you pack all the suitcases, yosim ba'amtachasam rak klei bishul gedolim. Only take very big pots. Ki im yiel abno kli katan, if he only has a small pot, alul levashel, mazon she has big rak lavura, only cook for himself. If you have a huge pot, you can't cook a little bit, it's going to burn. So you have a huge pot, you got to cook a little big amount. Ki yefshel levashel mat ocha bekli gadol ubales breira, right, there'll be mazon for everybody. Kenu animshal, b'nei Yisrael, we needed the hashpah of the Kohanim. We needed to get their spiritual food. Right? We needed them. They're our leaders, like we said before. The Kohanim are the leaders, the teachers. Avalein b'kocham lahasig zos. V'ilu b'nei Sheva Levi, Kohanim Hashem Mesharasov, yadam ravlem lashpia shefa. But what's going to be if the Kohanim and the Levim are in their own cities? They have their own small pots. They're minding their own business. So Hashem said, big pots. What does big pots mean? Hashem said, I'm going to spread you out throughout all the other lands. So you're not going to be there just for yourselves. Mishum kach amar Hashem la'aron, ba'artzam lo tincha v'chet lo yilucha besocham, chelkecha yeh besoch b'nei Yisrael. You'll be a chelek, ve'yata yeh shefa bracha lahem u'l'chol b'nei Yisrael. And you'll be a source of bracha. And in that way, you won't keep it to yourself. Just to end where we started, again, Le'ilu Nishmas, my father never kept anything to himself. Right? He was a constant teacher. He was a constant spreader. Right? Recently, I heard that I never did this part, that part of why he went into hospital medicine and not private practice was because he wanted to teach. He wanted to share and he wanted to, you know, have students, medical students, other doctors, and, this idea of the Kohanim and the Levim being amongst the Am, that's something that I learned from him, and the many, many thousands of professional, firm professionals, which wasn't so common in the 1950s when he started. So he taught a generation and taught all of us that Hashem, we should be zochah to follow in his footsteps.